At the new Founders Trading Post store, we're focused on making you the wisest crusader in all of Crusader Land. Now, to help you with that, we've got great deals on autographed Joseph Pierce books, including the new biography of J.R.R. Tolkien, plus rotating $5 sales on my CD features and DVD movies like The Spirit of 76 and The Road to Independence. To see all the incredible sales and shop where your purchase benefits our crusade, not the rainbow flag waver that Amazon or eBay, go to mikechurch.com/shop or call us 844-527-8723.
Crusade Channel News. News you can trust, because the truth can be trusted. From the Crusade Channel News Desk, here's Stacey Cohen.
Good morning, Crusaders. Welcome to Tuesday, June 30th, 2020. I'm Stacey Cohen, reporting from the Crusade Channel News Desk at the Cohen Ranch in Winkelman, Arizona. This report is brought to you by McClure Tables, using Michigan hardwoods in Michigan to make the best made-in-the-USA shuffleboards on the market. Shuffle on over to McClureTables.com. That's M-C-C-L-U-R-E, tables.com. Here's what to listen for this hour. Supreme Court Chief Justice John Roberts joined the liberal wing of the court. An antiviral COVID-19 drug candidate is pretty pricey if you're going to need it. And does Pope Francis have a thing for China? Supreme Court Chief Justice John Roberts joined the liberal wing of the court Monday in a 5-4 ruling that struck down a Louisiana abortion safety law. In the majority opinion for June Medical Services versus Rousseau, Justice Stephen Breyer wrote, Louisiana's law requiring abortionists to have admitting privileges at nearby hospitals to facilitate continuity of care in the event of emergencies has nothing to do with the state's asserted interest in promoting women's health and safety. National Institute of Family and Life Advocates President Thomas Glessner said in a statement, women seeking abortions have the same right to competent and quality care as patients involved in other surgical procedures. This ruling allows the loophole enjoyed by abortionists to remain open at the expense of the women the abortion industry claims to serve. All states, including Louisiana, have an interest in regulating abortion and a duty to protect women, he said. Unfortunately, today's Supreme Court of the United States decision denies this critical principle. Iran's issued an arrest warrant and asked Interpol for help in detaining President Trump, as well as dozens of others it believes carried out the U.S. drone strike that killed a top Iranian general in Baghdad, a local prosecutor reportedly said Monday. Interpol later said it wouldn't consider Iran's request, meaning Trump faces no danger of arrest. However, the charges underscore the heightened tensions between Iran and the United States since Trump unilaterally withdrew America from Tehran's nuclear deal with world powers. The California-based drug maker Gilead Sciences announced its pricing plans for remdesivir. It's an antiviral COVID-19 drug candidate, saying the treatment will cost $520 per dose for U.S. private insurance companies and $390 per dose for U.S. government. For a majority of people who receive a 5-day treatment of the drug using 6 vials, this is based on the current patterns, the total charge to hospitals for patients with private insurance in the U.S. will be $3,120. For those under U.S. government health programs, the total will be $2,340 per patient. While there are currently no FDA-approved products to treat or prevent COVID-19, remdesivir is the first antiviral medication to show effectiveness against the coronavirus in human clinical trials and limiting hospitalization stays. Coming up, our saint of the day became the apostle to the Gentiles, whom he had been taught to hate. Quote of the day, a man without prayer is an animal without the use of reason. St. Philip Neri. You're listening to Crusade Channel News.
Hey folks, it's Mike Church, founder of Founding Father Films, asking you to learn the true stories of America's founding by purchasing my movie, The Road to Independence, the movie. The Road to Independence tells the exciting story of the Founding Father's struggle to declare independence.
John Adams and Thomas Paine were not exactly the best of friends, but as our timeline has shown us, when it came to the question of declaring independence, the two were soulmates. Now, let's travel to another colony where lifelong friends will work secretly to establish the legislative body that will declare our independence.
This animated movie comes complete with collector's booklets, DTS surround sound, and are packed with hours of bonus features. Learn the true stories of America's founding and order Mike Church's The Road to Independence on DVD and CD. Available now at mikechurch.com/DVD and by calling 844-527-8723.
Today marks the commemoration of St. Paul. St. Paul was originally Saul of Sarus, born of Jewish parents 2 or 3 years after Jesus was born in Bethlehem of Judea. He studied in Jerusalem at the feet of a famous teacher who later would be converted and listed among the saints. While still a young man, Saul was present to oversee a commanding officer, the stoning of the photo martyr Stephen, and in his restless zeal, he pressed on to Damascus, breathing threats and slaughter against the disciples of Christ, intending to drag them from their houses and imprison them. But on the road, a light from heaven struck him to the earth. He heard a voice which said, "Saul, Saul, why do you persecute me? It's hard for you to kick against the good." He asked who was speaking, and astonished on hearing his name, inquired what Jesus wanted of him. And then, struck blind for 3 days, he saw nothing more. But he had been told what to do. He was led by the hand to Damascus, where he remained in the house of a Christian, until 3 days later he rose for his baptism by a Christian leader of that city. Then he saw the light of day again and the brilliance of the full truth for the first time, as another man, a new creature in Jesus Christ. He left Damascus for a long retreat in Arabia before he set out at the call of God and carried the gospel to the uttermost limits of the known Western world. For years living and laboring with no thought but that of Christ crucified, no desire but to dispense himself for him. He became the apostle to the Gentiles, whom he had been taught to hate. With St. Peter in his final year, he consecrated Rome, the new holy city, by his martyrdom. Does Pope Francis want to be the sovereign pontiff who will restore relations between China and the Vatican? Vatican analyst Alban Mikozy said that Pope Francis is longing to be the pope that is able to accomplish relations with the Catholic Church in China. In 2018, the Vatican made an awful agreement with the Chinese government. At the time, there was an underground Catholic Church in the Chinese Patriotic Catholic Association, which is run by the Communist Party. Most previous Catholic popes have sided against the Chinese Patriotic Catholic Association until Pope Francis. Pope Francis made a landmark deal which allowed the Vatican and the Chinese government to choose new bishops together. The deal threw the underground Catholic bishops under the bus and gave them no legal protections whatsoever. The communist government seemed emboldened in their persecution against Christians after this deal was struck. The exact terms of the Vatican-China deal have never been revealed, but an exiled Chinese dissident claims that the Chinese government is paying the Vatican $2 billion a year for their silence. Mikozy says he's ready to make a few concessions. Say nothing about Hong Kong. Do not get too excited when the Chinese leader talks about rewriting the Bible, he said. The Pope could be using his position to protect the people of his church and stand for justice, but instead, he's chosen to bow the knee to communist China. A group of bar owners in Texas filed lawsuits Monday in an attempt to overturn Governor Greg Abbott's order closing their businesses in an effort to mitigate the spread of the coronavirus as cases in the state spike. The lawsuits filed in Austin, Houston, and Galveston allege that Abbott does not have the authority to make such an order and claim it specifically targets bars, while other businesses like salons, tattoo parlors are allowed to remain open. The bar owners reportedly said Abbott should call the legislature into special session and address this issue. An Arizona town's going to be pushing forward with its summer festivities, but leave the coronavirus mask requirement behind. Mayor Bryce Hamblin of Eager, an East Arizona city with a population of around 5,000, said in a recent statement that he has no plans to cancel a roster of events for the summer season, including an upcoming 4th of July parade, and he will not require attendees to wear face coverings. Instead, per Arizona Central, he's going to be asking people who are feeling ill to stay home. The announcement comes as COVID-19 cases are spiking the state and in other hotspots across the country, is prompting renewed shutdowns and reopening reversals. Monday at a news conference in Phoenix, Governor Ducey ordered the closure of bars, gyms, movie theaters, nightclubs, and water parks across the state for 30 days in an effort to combat a spike in coronavirus cases. Send me your news tips to news@crusadechannel.com. Stay tuned to the Crusade Channel with live breaking news updates all day, the best live talk radio anywhere. Up next, the Mike Church Show continues. I'm Stacey Cohen for the Crusade Channel, seeking news and finding truth.